Yeah.
Right. He had mentioned that last time we met.
Yeah,
who was that, Barbara? I'm sorry.
Jonathan Stittleman.
Okay.
I've forgotten where he is, but he's off somewhere.
Out for a while. Okay.
Adam's usually here, though, right on time.
And thank you for agreeing to a Zoom gathering. My department's been hammered by COVID issues the past 2 or 3 weeks, so it seemed a prudent thing to do.
Oh, it's the right thing to do. I got that's I was I had COVID for a couple of weeks and tested negative finally last Thursday, which we can go for today. My wife had it. She was 2 days ahead of me all the way. So
Yeah, it's
we've been
yeah,
through it.
we've had
Fortunately, very mild cases. We've been vaccinated and double boosted, so our cases weren't bad. I've got a little bit of a post-COVID cough right now, which is common with people with allergies. But other than that, we're okay. Yeah.
Good.
So I don't know where we can go here. Barbara had this.
Well, I did print off your writing, Barbara. It looks really nice. I guess and I talked to John a little while ago. I don't know what, having inherited this group from Sinan, and I asked Mr. Rose if I could take it over because it's a topic near and dear to me. So I'm not sure what you've been working on or what you can work on, but it's well, I know what you can work on, but it's but I'm like I said, I'm kind of coming in a little bit blind, I guess I should say.
This is actually the sustainability plan is something that we started working on when I first joined the Green Practices Commission 5 years ago. And then we set it aside for reasons that I can't remember, and then didn't pick it up again until more recently. So, and since my term is up, my next month will be my last meeting, I kind of wanted to get the section that I was working on in pretty good shape before I left.
It looks like it is.
So, yeah, and so everybody has it too. So I suppose if Adam and Tim don't show up too, I could just email them and ask if they have any comments.
Well, we can
And
talk
then,
about it certainly right now while we've got those forums
yeah,
here.
right, yeah.
Matt, can you find it in your email?
Yeah, I had looked at it. Let's see, I think. Yeah, and I had read over it too. I don't think it had any too many critiques. I think it looks pretty
So
good.
it's an email from Barbara on July 11th is what it is, where she sent out the draft document.
And then I think I also forwarded you Jacob Kaiser, the UCT Foresters email.
Yes, you did, yeah.
He didn't have any problems with it either. I did send it to Jesse Gilbertson with UCity in Bloom, and also Judy Prangy with UCity in Bloom. And I haven't heard back from Jesse yet. So I'm assuming that he's okay too. I wanted to send it to them too, since UCity in Bloom is mentioned as responsible, one of the responsible parties and several.
Yeah, they are. They're mentioned quite a bit in it.
Is, but I really envisage that as them doing pretty much what they're doing now. They do work quite a lot with native plants, most of their gardens have a mix of native and non-native plants. And they definitely are removing invasives in any of the gardens. I volunteer in Ruth Park Woods in that project to bring back the woods from their invasive invasion. And I also work in the bird garden at Centennial Commons, which is primarily a native plant garden. So they're already doing a lot, and I kind of see that continuing.
And that's U City in Bloom?
Yes, U City in Bloom.
Yeah, and John, I had written up a, when this whole thing started, Ruth Park Woods, I had done doing a lot of work on there on my own for a long time, how to control the invasives, and it was too much. So I wrote up a history of the invasives of Ruth Park Woods and sent it to everybody who was going to be heading up this work in the woods. Jesse Gilbertson and I guess Jacob Kaiser got a part of it. I don't know if Barbara got it or not. She might have. And
so, Jacob's not really involved. It's UCT right. And Bloom is heading the
That provided a sort of a background of what was going on with all the invasives and what had been tried in the past. But it just clearly needed a multi-person effort. I tried to recruit a few people in the past and got nowhere. One man had gotten rid of, gone through to spray and get rid of all the bush honeysuckle in the woods. Mm-hmm. Took him about 5 years to go through, and he would go all year round. He'd cut it down and paint the stumps with Roundup and the heavy concentration Roundup. And he got a lot of stuff eliminated. But then after he'd been through about 3 years, I started going follow up where he'd been, and new stuff is coming up right behind him all the way.
Oh, man.
So I went out and tried to spray that. I tried going through and spraying in the woods, the entire woods of new growth. I did that 3 times. It took me 2.5 years each time. And I finally gave up because I couldn't get any help, and it was just too
hard to, it's hard to keep up with that sort of thing.
That's the beauty of U City in Bloom taking charge of that project, because they have a large group of volunteers to pull in. Not that a large group shows up usually, but we have work sessions on Monday mornings, Thursday mornings, and every other Saturday. And we got funds from the Missouri Department of Conservation to help with the project too. So, and the Green Center is involved. So we have a lot of people involved, and we're still pulling in new volunteers too. So it's a great project. And we started almost exactly a year ago. And we removed, when we very first started, we were removing winter creeper from the trees closest to the path, to the trail. And we're still doing that, but getting a little further away from the path now too. So we've made a lot of progress.
Oh, it's truly impressive.
Yeah. So it's a great project.
And I'd be up there helping you if it weren't for my knee. I can't walk right now, so I can't do anything.
And that was in one of the parks, is that right?
It's in Ruth Park Woods, which is adjacent to the golf course. Basically, the River de Pere runs through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another problem with that is that River de Pere was so much runoff upstream that the River de Pere has picked up a lot of force going through, and it's eroding a lot of the banks in the stream. Yeah. Some of them are extremely deep now in the Ruth Park Woods. I don't know if, Darren Dunkel's walked through there a couple of times. I know that. It's more his territory than yours.
I know Darren well. I used to work with him several years ago, actually. So, I wouldn't mind getting out and seeing what that looks like a little bit. I would like to start pushing some of these and try to the degree that we can, codify some of these issues and have some, since I'm over the code enforcement group or try to get them to realize that there's a value in native plants, and you know, don't write up somebody who's trying to, you know, increase or,
we just went through that
in
December. My friend Kathy Fries, who also works on these projects with me, she was cited, and she has a gold certified garden in the Bryn Conservation Home.
Really? But Kathy Fries, you said?
Kathy Fries, yeah. And it was overturned finally. But
how do you spell her last name?
It's F-R-E-E-S-E.
S-S-E, okay.
S-E, yeah.
Yeah, I would, and it's, but the code enforcement folks are doing what the code says, I mean, to a certain degree, and it's, but there, it's, and there, I went out to look at somebody's yard here a couple weeks ago, and there was a lot of violations and stuff like that, and she was just freaked out because she just keeps a wonderful yard. And I drove up and I walked around and I just kind of rubbed my forehead a little bit. And I said, you know, I'd love to, I'd give my left leg to have a yard that looks like this, because it's so, but basically the violations were, I said, well, imagine it's like somebody's driving 31 miles an hour down the road in a 30 mile an hour zone, and they just automatically give them a ticket. That's what the code enforcement folks are doing, and that's what their job is. But we need to find a way, and it's my goal to find a way to incorporate some of these the native landscaping in, because it's so important to have that. I mean, I've
right that is I written have, into the code too.
Yeah,
native landscapes.
Yeah, the codes.
Yeah,
we need to emphasize that with the code enforcement folks, and they're just doing their job. I mean, I have nothing.
Just Gilbertson was going to do some, or had been asked to do some training with the.
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Jesse Gilbertson. He's the.
He's the one I exchanged emails with. Yeah, and I will
Horticulture director of U City in Bloom. Yeah, I don't know if anything has been arranged yet. He's very
it busy. Hasn't been yet, but it's been on.
He's a very busy man.
Through a couple dozen different issues right now. Yeah. So,
if you would like a tour of Ruth Park Woods sometime, let me know, and Kathy and I would
love. I would love that. Maybe sometime next week.
Sometime next week.
In the next, whatever's convenient for you, I'll make time, Barbara.
Okay, I'll get with her. I'm going to be out of town over the weekend, but back on Tuesday, I'll talk to her, and we'll send you some.
I would love
the dates. Yeah.
And the issues.
John, one thing you might consider doing. Which the former city manager, Lehman Walker, did. I'm not sure he did it when he was city manager or when he was development director. He rode with the city inspectors for a while, and just to see what they were doing and critique and see how they're going.
And out. I have mentioned that to Tim Scott, the inspector.
You're losing. I'm losing.
Kind of new to the whole, to this a little bit. And planning and
you're breaking up, John.
And stuff, but and I asked him. I said, I wonder if I should about the inspectors to see what their experience. They get a pretty tough time. More often, guns drawn. They get dogs. They get yelled. It's not for the faint of heart, to say the least. So I'd like to see what they're actually experiencing.
Yeah. One big problem I've had, I know some people who've done rehabilitation of houses, buy them and rehabilitate them and sell them. And one big problem they've had is one inspector will come by and say, do A, B, and C, and you're finished. So they do not A, consistent. B, and C, yeah. And another inspector comes to follow up. He says, oh, that's great, but you need to do D, E, and F. And then they do that, and as this goes on and on. Somehow or other, that we've got to stop that. I mean, these people have given up rehabbing houses in New City. They moved on to someplace else where they don't run into this problem.
Yeah,
I don't know if others are running into
it. Consistency
nothing to think about it. Nothing to think about.
Well, it looks and Tim aren't coming today.
I guess not.
Here.
It is. Summer seems to be a tricky time.
It certainly be. Gosh, I didn't have a whole lot more prepared. I was going to just spout my qualifications to be here and so on and so forth, but I don't know if I need to do that or not. But
that would be interesting to hear. Yeah. You said you were interested in this. So.
Yeah, I've long been interested. I have a degree in and why
a degree like in what?
Years ago now.
You're breaking out
wildlife science.
Okay.
We're doing in urban planning from the University of Kansas, and I got my doctorate in public policy at SLU, and of my dissertation was the sustainability of Forest Park.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
terrific.
I'm big into all the Leopold and Hans and that sort of thing. So I I've been trying to think about how native plants in particular how work into some of the code issues, particularly landscaping guidelines that we have when developers come through, and there's a bunch of them the Marketed Olive development, the Crescent Plumbing that was recently approved, and a few others, of course. But it's been a passion of mine, and I'm trying to grow a native plant. We live. I don't live in New City. We live in an unincorporated county just around the corner from Parkway North, if you guys know where that is, about 10 and a half miles from City Hall. And I'm trying to get out in our yard, but we have a lot of deer, interestingly enough. And whatever I put out there is going to be chewed up by the deer. So I'm trying to work around some of those issues. It's kind of cold here, I have to admit. But I'm also trying to grow some trees and get.
John, you're breaking up all the time.
Internet connection is unstable. Doggone it. How does that? Am I doing better?
Still.
Oh, man. Is that better? Sometimes the video feed can interfere with things.
That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to look at my picture instead of the video.
okay.
So I understand the local nature of sustainability issues quite well. The when I worked at Focus St. Louis, gosh, that's upwards of 10 years ago now. I worked on a task force that looked at local sustainability issues for cities in St. Louis area. So I'm rather proud of that work, and I think it's still available out there somewhere. So it's been a passion of mine for a long time.
Oh, here's Tim.
Tim is here.
Oh, Tim. Okay.
Hello, Tim.
I dare say we have a quorum.
We do.
Should we continue or?
Tim, can you hear us?
He's muted. He's.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Sorry, I'm late. Long story. You don't need to hear about.
Okay.
Let me get situated in the basement. I'll mute myself.
Okay.
So anyway, it's something that's been in the back of my mind for a time. So when I know when seeing down, I kind of is going to give this any So I kind of said, hey, I'd be happy to take over the Green Practices Commission at least in the interim, if until we have a director of public works, but it may eventually stay with me nonetheless. So,
yeah. Well, if you've got the background and the interest, you're the right person for the position.
I think it certainly is planning and development related, of course. So,
one of the things that we were also looking at and interested in is the renovations of City Hall and the Annex Building, and some of what they're doing there to incorporate, you know, just energy efficiency with those spaces. I wouldn't say that we had great access or a lot of transparency with the city. Really? Yeah, it's just they had shared, you know, a high level energy audit, like an ASHRAE level one energy audit, but it was never very clear what they were acting on and where they were going with any of it. And
I'm so stepping into the end. We're probably supposed to go to maybe back to the HPC again on.
All right, we're losing you again.
And maybe
you're in and out.
We're losing you again, John.
Oh, am I? Can you get? Doggone it. Breaking up. Okay, is that better now?
That's yeah. Better for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I must be something in the atmosphere, kind of back in and out. So yeah, I don't know, Matthew, what the it's they've been working on it for a while, and I don't know what the I know the status of it. It's going to be, it's wrapping up, and we'll probably go before site plan review at the council on August 8th. But beyond that, I'm just ushering the process through the very end. So I will plead ignorance on some of those issues. And but then, I understand your concerns though.
I think some of the other topics and things that we have been discussing quite a bit in the past is just Costco and what kind of things, you know, I think we were hoping for a little bit more transparency with that as well. And you know, how can we have Costco be a partner in this, but it's been, you know, not a lot of transparency or conversation, yeah, dialogue with them.
I have talked to the Market at Olive development group for, encompassing the entire group. And I am pushing, and I know Ellen Hartz on the Planning Commission has looked at the landscape plans, and she's been fine with them, and she's a stickler for native plants and landscaping in general. She really is. And I'm encouraging as much landscaping as possible throughout the entire area. And I know Mr. Rose and I had talked to going back to the other side of the city at Crescent Plumbing. Is coming in at the other end of the city along Olive. I'm not sure if you guys knew about that one or not. Crescent Plumbing is relocating to University City, where most of it's vacant ground right now, but part of it is where in Kingland, I think where the rep is now. So we're looking at using am I breaking up again?
Yeah.
I'm getting a note here that my internet connection is unstable. We're looking at using some EDRST funds to maybe come up with a beautification plan for that end of the city on the east, and maybe matching it with a similar project on the west where the Market at Olive is as an entrance to the city from both directions on Olive. And of course, hopefully that will include a good deal of native landscaping as well. So we're working on that.
So you said the Crescent Plumbing is gonna be like what, Kingsland and Olive, you said?
Correct.
Right down by my office.
Mm-hmm. And it was approved just a few days with the city council.
Okay.
Just where that new senior community is going in or finished construction?
Close.
Some new senior apartments were done there recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's open now, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've gotten advertisements from them.
Ask applicants to incorporate landscaping and whatever they're
That's great. Yeah. I approve.
It's every little bit helps. Every little bit helps.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah, because there's the black proprietary. Is it a big vacant lot?
Yeah, and 6610, I think, is the vacant lot at the moment. Okay. And they are using three lots at the moment that have been incorporated into one lot. It's actually a pretty cool design. They're going to have the truck entrance off of Olive and the showroom entrance for the public off of Vernon.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I also heard that the black rep is getting kicked out of those buildings to get, not kicked out, or the moving agreement somewhere was else, that yeah. those buildings will be incorporated into this plan.
Correct. As well. Yeah, they're going to tear them down and build a new building, showroom, and actually it looks pretty cool. Actually, I think it'll be good for the city.
So what will they do with the black rep? They have another space for them, or
I assume they will. That was actually on land that was owned by WashU, so I don't know where they're going, but I think they're going somewhere. But I say that out of thinking they're going to go somewhere, but I don't know where.
Well, they do all their shows at WashU, so I would assume that WashU would just envelop them onto the campus.
But could be, yeah.
They've
bounced around in the city. They were couple of different places in the city, and they've bounced around a lot in recent years.
Mm-hmm. I think that's been one of my concerns with all of this development, is it seems like a lot of the aspects of what drew me to U City, you know, which is all the Asian markets and, you know, multicultural stuff on Olive and the Black Rep and things like that. You know, I mean, I wanted to raise my community, my children in a community that wasn't so whitewashed, so that they could learn to appreciate and love. It just, it feels like with the Costco development, which I shop at Costco, I'm not opposed to it, but with that whole redevelopment, you know, a lot of those minority owned businesses, just, it just feels like they're just getting pushed to the side.
Yeah. And we're
losing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't hear anything.
Yeah. That's one of my concerns too, Matt, that it's becoming very corporate, it seems, that whole stretch of Olive.
I mean, it's great for my property values, but it's not necessarily great for my children. It's not, you know, I mean, that's one of the things we liked about U City. It was this economically diverse, culturally diverse.
Mm-hmm.
it was the charm of U City. So it'll be sad if it starts to lose some of that appeal.
Hopefully it won't. And the Olive Boulevard is comprehensive of that, as is environmental concerns, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's going to be kicking off here pretty soon.
You're really breaking up again.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Darn computers. Really? I don't usually have problem. So I rarely have I had this problem. So
well, I hope next month we'll be able to meet in person again.
That's yeah.
Always much preferable.
Yeah. No, maybe we will here at pretty soon. So
John, I think looking at this from a chairman's role, a position going forward, if we're really going to work on a sustainability sheet and the information in it, we really need to sort of come up with some sort of strategy as to, you know, what we're gonna do in terms of what sections we wanna go at and what do we wanna bring out of them. And Barbara's got a good summation of the ecosystems, habitat and diversity, and his note she sent out. but all the other stuff that WashU students did, and based on, you know, looking forward from what the original plan had been. I think somehow or other we've got to come up with a good way of establishing some procedures we want to do or things we want to accomplish as a commission as this goes along.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to meet with you if you want.
Yeah, John, that would be, I'd like that. Yeah. And for the other three of you, I mentioned to John earlier that I had written, a few years ago, a sustainability plan for Madison County. And we could certainly kind of use that as a template, or kind of use that to kind of pick apart and see which parts that are good. Of course, Madison County is not University City, so it's not exactly a one-to-one comparison, but it might provide a good starting point. And I'd be happy to sit down with you and talk about those things and kind of where to go, and anybody else for that matter. I'd be happy to sit down with you to talk to you.
Okay.
I'd like to add to that note that I had written a 50 some odd page, I just had to look at it again, 50 some odd page climate action plan for the city that never got published and never went anywhere.
Really? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I've got a couple other like reports and stuff that today's not only my birthday, it's also my 10th anniversary. And so I haven't really had much time to get things.
Well, happy on both occasions.
So yeah, thank you. But I mean, if we're picking stuff apart, I mean, I wrote it based upon a greenhouse gas inventory for the city that reflected on the 2005 data using 2015 data. So, I mean, I did this, I want to say back in 16, 17. So, I mean, it's dated somewhat now, but if we wanted to start with picking apart stuff, especially combined with the sustainability plan that Barbara and I guess others put together, maybe that was just you. I think that we could come up with some action steps.
I'm sure.
At least, you know, upvote, downvote, or prioritize things to explore.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I've been involved in a few greenhouse gas inventories in the area. Familiar. So, but yeah, that'd be a climate action plan. It'd be.
Yeah, and I tried to be real technical, and where I made assumptions, I remember trying to be very clear about. This is an assumption that I've made based on these things. So at least it's sort of clear where I'm confident with the numbers and where I wasn't confident with the numbers. And that might make the process a little bit easier moving forward. Well, I'll send that out to everybody with a couple other things that I made a presentation on dark sky stuff, but I didn't record my audio yet. I'll do that tonight and send that out.
Okay. Wonderful, thank you.
Yeah.
There was some work done by other people when I first joined GPC on the sustainability plan, but I don't remember now who. I know Jonathan would know more about that because he was chair at the time of GPC. Mm-hmm. And I think he did some work towards the sustainability plan at that time too.
Yeah. So, I remember presenting to the Green Practices Commission my reports right when he joined. So that would have been probably before they gave him the reins. There was a woman that was chair and I don't remember her name.
Oh, yes, it was.
Lois, no.
Was Lois, I think, was yes.
Lois Sechrist.
Yeah, Lois Sechrist.
Maybe that. Anyway.
Yeah, she was chair before Jonathan. Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually joined, I've been on 5 years because I took over someone else's term who only served for a year and I think just stopped showing up.
Yeah.
And
I did the same thing, taking over somebody else's unexpired term. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the same with me.
Let me, unless we want to talk specifically about what Barbara put out, maybe it's sort of somehow or other John and I, John Wagner and I need to get together and talk over some rough ideas of where to go with this whole sustainability plan, where to emphasize, what to work on, put it out to everybody and get feedback from everybody. Because I really like to see if we can have some sort of a more of a working approach to going at these things and what we want to do with it. Does that sound good? I'm open to suggestions. Go ahead. I'm just trying to put up something so we can say, here's what we want to do going forward. This is, you know, want to work on one or two, this one particular thing next or something with it, and then try to pin things down from there and go on. So we really decide what to try to do to get the city can take some action on this plan in certain areas.
Yeah, I would be happy to do that.
Tim?
I would appreciate some like specific action steps. And I think that anybody in government in the community would like to hear, hey, there's a million things for us to work on, but we're going to focus on these two or something, at least until it becomes obvious that we can't do it or we've reached the end of the line, rather than just sort of nebulous stuff that's like, yeah, we're going to focus on all these things. I personally would appreciate more defined action steps of like, this is what we just did, this is what I need to do before next meeting, and then, you know, almost have individuals present every meeting with where they are with their work or something like that. I don't know. That may not work out for everybody's schedule. My job's not as rigorous as most people's. So I have more flexibility. But that's what I would like, at least somebody to tell me what to do and then do it.
Okay. Yeah. And I think one of the things I realized when I got on this commission, which is a certain chance, there's a lot, it can be a lot of squishiness in what goes on here. And really try to get defined action. We've done it on a few things. We took stuff and really pushed for electric vehicles and city use, and the inspectors doing that now. We pushed for a few other things. But the rest, there's a potential for just an awful lot of talking and not really much accomplishing anything. And I really want to see if we're going to stay with this. Let's try to get some action plans and get things moving so we get people going on certain things.
So do you think the ecosystems habitat draft plan is specific enough? If not, I've still got time to work on it before next meeting.
Yeah, I think it is, Barbara. I mean, being somewhat new to the whole process here, I think it is.
Okay. I did have a suggestion actually from Kathy Fries of adding something specifically about the woodlands and River de Pere, but I understand that the Stormwater Commission is looking at River de Pere, so I don't know anybody on that commission, so I haven't contacted anybody about their work. Certainly that needs looking at, but so far there's nothing specific in my draft plan about the River de Pere.
Okay. Yeah, I can look at that as well, Barbara, to see if I can connect with somebody on the Stormwater Commission and ask Darren.
Yeah, that would be great.
Some other folks who are on the commission.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay. I do have somebody actually who I kind of recruited to Green Practices, a woman called Cindy Muller. She applied to join GPC. She sent in her application at the end of June, and she contacted her council person too. So I don't know where that is in the process. I haven't heard.
I can ask, what's her last name?
It's M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Oh, Mueller. Okay. I can ask Laurie, the city clerk, where that application is.
Yeah. And she volunteers with us in the woods, in Rupert Woods. She's fairly recently retired, so
okay. She
was excited to... there are a couple of other people too who were excited about the thought too, but the timing doesn't work for them just now.
Okay.
One of the people's on the planning commission currently, and her term isn't up until the end of, I think, 24. So she's not eligible.
Who would that be, if you mind me asking?
What is her name?
Here, Peggy, I can tell Ellen. You.
I think it is Ellen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Ellen's the landscape person I mentioned earlier, who's just a really good at spotting native plants.
Yeah. And Ellen Hartz. Yes.
Yeah.
She was very excited about it. She's, I don't know her personally, but.
She seems really nice.
Yeah. And she and I are both in the open yards. It's a new program. Mitch Leachman, who used to be with St. Louis Audubon and got the Bring Conservation Home program started. Mm-hmm. He's left St. Louis Audubon about a year or so ago, and he started a new initiative called Open Yards, where people just, you know, agree on certain dates that they will open their gardens. These are native gardens.
Nice.
To members of the public who have to register to and pay a $5 fee which goes to charity.
Yeah.
So we're both in that. So far I've had no nobody register to see my garden, but it's early days, brand new program.
I've had a lot of deer register to see my garden, so John, am I missing anything?
No, the only thing is, I think if we really wanted to go into the Barbara's right up on its ecosystems, habitat, and biodiversity, we might have really been prepared to study it ahead of time, come to the meeting, prepared to talk about it, try to hammer out some things we really want the city to do. At this point, I don't see us being able to do that tonight. But I think why don't we just figure that maybe we'll take this up, Barbara's thing up next time with the idea of trying to get the city to do some specific actions and come up with specific actions we want the city to do. And then John, you and I can get together and try to figure out where we're going on the whole thing with the sustainability program and a plan to try to get line up. And so we need to come to the meetings with some specific things that we want the city to do, or ideas about that we can talk about anyway.
Okay. So John, I will contact you with about getting together, and Barbara, I will contact you about finding a time to go out and see the Ruth Park Woods.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And John, I'll send you my calendar when I'm busy.
Okay. Matthew, Timothy, you guys good with things?
Yeah, I was going to say perhaps next meeting or when next meeting that we're in person. Maybe it would be easier if I could actually just do like a presentation of my climate action plan instead of, hey, that'd here's 50, here's yes. 50 pages you guys can read.
Yes.
I could do like just, I mean, I could be long-winded. I could go for 12 hours or so, but I'll probably try to limit it to maybe 10 or 15 minutes. If I can, and I should be able to, I could even do like a little recorded thing. I try and do these little 7-minute that my lectures that I record are all 7 minutes long. They're not allowed to be more than that. And so if I don't make something that I can send to you guys with like my audio blab, perhaps we could budget some time next meeting and I can just summarize what I came up with. Cause looking through like the ecosystems thing, you know, that, I had gotten a report of all the different species, like tree species in the city, and I did assessments of to what the projected climate change would be and the impacts on post oaks and stuff like that. And well, I'm an ecologist by trade, so like that kind of right up my line. So you know, there are some things that rather than everybody read about it as homework, maybe it might just be easier for me to present in like 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
And that might be easy, you know, just to basically go through and say like, yeah, here's six, you know, action steps. Five of them are stupid or out of date, but this one thing really was interesting to me. And as a group, that might be easier to do as opposed to everybody coming with their own ideas. So let's just next meeting, I'll plan on doing something to summarize my climate action plan that I put together.
Okay.
Would you guys be amenable to meeting at 5 or 5:15? Does that become an issue with anybody?
That would work for me.
It's okay by me.
I'm sorry?
That's okay by me.
And the reason I ask is I also teach as an adjunct with Purdue Global in their Masters of Public Administration, and I have a class on Thursday night starting at 7. So if we met earlier, I could maybe have our meeting and still, even if, particularly if we're meeting in person, I would still have time to get home or get back to City Hall for my class. So that's one reason I asked.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no problems with that.
Okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem for me.
Great. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for
I think legally something about announcing the meeting, even though we don't really have any people commenting, legally, these public meetings have to be announced, I think, at least 24 hours
ahead of
time with the meeting time in there. You know that. Okay.
Yeah. And this one was advertised as well, 24 hours in advance. So.
Okay.
So.
All right. Good enough. Okay. So we'll say, John, I'll come talk to you and we'll get together next month.
Hopefully. Indeed. I look forward to it. And I look forward to meeting everybody else. And Barbara, I will send you an email about venturing into Ruth Park Woods.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. Look, and Matthew and Timothy, nice to meet you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Happy birthday and anniversary, Timothy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barbara, what was the name of the program for the gardens for people to come and tour?
It's St. Louis Open Yards. And there is a website, of course, where you can sign up. There's a couple of other UCity gardens on it in addition to mine, but they're all over the county.
Great. I'll let my wife know. I know she's really into that. We're getting our backyard totally redone. We just had you approve our rainscaping grant. So
nice. Cool.
It'll be fun and hopefully keep the water out of our basement.
Yes.
Wow. Cool. All righty. Well, it was nice to meet you all. I look forward to hopefully meeting you in person here sometime soon.
Yeah, I look forward to working with you. I think it's always nice to have enthusiasm from the city rep. So,
oh, good. Okay.
You're a good fit for the commission. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you all soon.
Take care, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Barb.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Barbara.